This is a not fic recorded for the Cover First Challenge of Voice Team 2020 through 2021. As part of the cover inspired, it's a cityscape with a pretty little flower at the bottom and some neon lights that say Stay Gold. And I'm going to make this a The Flash fanfic. I'm not sure if it's going to have a pairing yet, but the two main characters are Iris West and Lisa Snart. And this is kind of going to be a Chicago AU, in that Lisa Snart is going to be our bad girl. And Iris West is the good girl. And somehow, Iris gets into some trouble. Not sure where this is in the timeline or if superpowers are a thing. I will decide that later. I want to say that Iris knows who Lisa is, but vaguely. It might be that Len has been sort of redeemed, or maybe they're off with the Legends now. And so there's this tentative truce between the Flash team and the Rogues, who I'm going to say, because Len is either dead or off in space. And of course, he's off in space. He's not dead. He's never dead in any of my stories. But anyway, he's not in the picture right now. So there's a tentative truce, but I can't remember if Iris was in the episodes. I don't think Iris was in the episodes where Lisa was teaming up with the Flash. So Lisa is kind of sort of on trial. Like, she's the leader of the Rogues, but she's out on bail, and she is, and all of the evidence that the police keep getting to convict her for leading the Rogues, none of it either holds up in court or it keeps vanishing, because it just does. And possibly this is during one of the times when Barry is out of the picture. And if it isn't, then Lisa isn't part of the deal between Len and Barry anyway, so it's not like he has to cover for her. Although there isn't as much animosity again since before. But somebody realizes, possibly one of the Flash villains, possibly the Thinker, realizes that Iris is leading the Flash and sets up to get her into trouble. And now it could be very easily that she's not actually leading the Flash. She's just kind of working with them part time, and she's still doing her reporter thing on the side too. So it's very easy to get her into trouble. She's in the wrong place at the wrong time. And possibly because she's Black, possibly because she stands up for someone who is on the take, part of the families, or just a corrupt cop. Or maybe she's trying to expose the corrupt cop. Anyway, she gets into trouble. And so their cases are happening back and back. Lisa Snart and Iris West. Good girl and bad girl. And they keep meeting at the courthouse. And some of it is that the papers get a hold of it, because the papers have to get a hold of it at some point. And somebody thinks to do a good girl, bad girl kind of comparison, because these cases, the two cases against both of them, spiral out of control. Lisa's because she keeps making the evidence disappear. And Iris, because whoever is going after her keeps putting pressure on the case to make it keep going no matter what she does to prove her innocence. So, again and again and again, Lisa and Iris meet up at the courthouse, and there's probably some back room. Like, not for witnesses, because they're not quite witnesses, and not for the jury, obviously, but there's some quiet room that is, like, a preparation room, or since Iris is a reporter, maybe she knows where there's a quiet room for court reporters, and she's like, you know what, I'm just gonna go hang out in there, and Lisa follows her at one point, and so Lisa is like, hey girl, what's up? Like, how's Cisco? How's the team? And at first, Iris is very, like, she doesn't know what Lisa's angle is, but seriously, Lisa's angle is that this is terrible, and she doesn't want to go through it alone, and she knows that Iris is a strong, intelligent woman who will not, like, who will not take her shit, I guess, but will also take just enough of her shit, who she can banter with. And all the legalese gets drawn out and drawn out, so they start to form a friendship. And so the first, you know, several chapters, if this was a multi-chapter fic, are just them building up this friendship. Then something happens to tip the scales. And it has to tip the scales on Iris's end, because she's the good girl. So whoever is trying to frame Iris puts some extra pressure on her. Possibly one of the witnesses on her side vanishes, and so, or some data is corrupted, something like that. Iris knows that Lisa has done something similar for her own case. And so she goes up to her when they're both there, and she's got her arms crossed, and she's like, zero nonsense here. And she's like, what did you do? And Lisa is like, what do you think I did? Because I'm over here just sipping my coffee. And Iris accuses her of helping her out, in quotation marks. And she definitely does not need that kind of help. And at first, Lisa is like, yeah, right, like I would help you. And then she's like, oh, come on, as if the Flash doesn't work outside the law. Just because everybody's so fond of your team and not fond of mine, and Iris is like, we don't steal things. And Lisa is like, unless you really need to. I know Flash ran through time to hijack my brother. And they kind of, like, eventually this banter gets interrupted because one of them gets called in by one of their lawyers or something. But, like, there's this tense moment. But Iris goes home thinking, huh, if it wasn't Lisa, then who was it? And Lisa goes home thinking, who is messing with my friend? And Lisa, being quote-unquote out on bail, mostly because nobody could keep her in Iron Heights, even if they, like, managed to catch her, but she's out, and she's hanging out with the Rogues, or somebody. She's probably not supposed to be hanging out with the Rogues, but she totally is anyway. So she's pissed off. She's in a bad mood. And one of the other Rogues is like, what's up with you? I mean, you normally aren't this pissed off when you get back from the courthouse. Like, why are you even bothering to go to the courthouse anyway? And she's like, because being held in contempt of court is worse than the actual crime that I totally did commit, even though they can't convict me of it. And so she spills the beans about somebody messing with Iris, which starts off the rest of the rogues, like, keeping their eye out for this thing that's happening with Iris. Now, over on Iris's side of things, Iris has called up Digby, or possibly one of the, like, it depends on when it is in the timeline again, but I'm gonna say Digby. If it's not Digby, then, it can be, I don't know, someone from the Arrow crew or one of her dad's cop friends who is no longer on the force. You know, someone she trusts with detective skills. And she's like, I need somebody to investigate this because my lawyer is telling you one thing and then we suddenly end up in court and something else is happening entirely. Oh, maybe it's, what's her name? The district attorney who's dating Joe. I can't remember her name. I'll come back to it. Her or Digby or, and frankly, all the other people in the Flash team are willing to help, but all the other members of the Flash team don't specialize in forensic science and detective work, except for Barry, and Barry's running around being the Flash, and everybody else is running around helping him, so, yeah.
There's a kitty on my lap. Hello, kitty. Hi. I love you. You're a very cute kitty. Yes, you are. Hello.
Okay. Back to the story. What was I saying? So Iris sends off her detective friends to help her. And the detective friends, of course, run into the rogues. And there's some hijinks that happen there. But the hijinks, I want to say, only enhance the story. Like, at first, there'd been a couple of little stories about the Golden Glider being on trial and about Iris West being on trial. Nobody really knows who Iris West is apart from a reporter. So, and most of the reporters in town are like, well, one, it's not a great story. And two, if it's not a great story, why would we turn on our own? So basically nobody has been paying attention to Iris's side of things. They've only been paying attention to Lisa's side of things up to this point. And then when the district attorney gets caught with two of the rogues and out at a, you know, not at a bar, but in a not quite compromising situation, and somebody gets a hold of the story, and that's when it all spirals out of control. That's when you get the newspapers running wild and printing all this stuff about Iris and how maybe she is corrupt, maybe she is guilty, because nobody thought she was guilty up to this point. But then suddenly she's working with the rogues, or the district attorney, who is kind of her stepmom, is working with the rogues. And like, so the next time that Iris and Lisa meet up at the courthouse, Iris is just like exhausted. She has been trying to deal with this 24/7 on top of helping with Flash stuff, on top of trying to keep her life together. And like, okay, at this point, her dad and Barry are like, don't worry about your paper. You can take a few days off to deal with this court case. And she's like, no, if I have to deal with the court case 24/7, it will drive me nuts. Let me be a damn reporter. Except being a reporter isn't helping, because being a reporter forces her to come face to face with all of the newspaper stuff that is currently has her on the front page. So, yeah. Iris is exhausted and completely, like, she does not look good. Makeup covering dark circles under her eyes, and her hair is all limp. And Lisa comes in and goes, "Oh, girl. I didn't think it was that bad." And Iris, of course, spills. Gives her all the details. Well, everything that she, like, can while still holding up her, like, integrity. Flash and reporter integrity. And then Lisa spills that someone has, like, it turns out at this point that Lisa's, the people who are trying to convict Lisa have added a couple of charges saying that she has ordered people to help out Iris, and that's in, like, you know, that's conspiracy to commit all of this stuff to bury evidence, but not only for herself, but for Iris as well. Now, because of the angle, it's like, basically they're doing the get them for tax fraud rather than for, because they cannot get the evidence for Lisa. But her people have, and Lisa herself, have been talking to Iris a lot. And so they've pulled up these ridiculous charges that say that, you know, it's messing with a court case. And so the cases get even more tangled together. But also, Lisa puts her foot down and goes like, "Oh, no. Like, if you're going to charge me for something, it better well damn be something that I've actually done." And Iris gets this little, like, light bulb going, "Well, obviously it's not you. You would have said." And Lisa's like, "Damn right I would have said. And I totally would if you wanted me to, but you don't want me to. So, yeah." And they look at each other. And Iris is like, "I've got an idea." And Lisa is like, "Oh, have you now?" And Iris is like, "Are you thinking what I'm thinking?" And Lisa's like, "Well, why don't you go ahead and say it? Because I think I am." And they end up swapping cases. Not in the courthouse, of course. They're still, like, being persecuted for different things, but each follows up on the other's case. Iris takes up everything that Lisa tells her about all the things that she has been... Lisa has been covering her own tracks pretty well, but now that they are trying to get her for something that she actually has not done, Iris is like, "No, we will you should be in jail, and we will persecute to the, they should persecute to the full extent of the law, but you shouldn't go to jail for something you haven't done." And so she runs, puts on her reporter hat, and runs off into the night to investigate all this stuff and why the prosecution is going after Lisa this way. Meanwhile, Lisa gathers up her rogues, who have already sort of been investigating Iris's case, but now they are full on, like, finding the corrupt guy or villain or whoever who is going after Iris West, and they're putting him through a wall. Or possibly several. Depends on who's there. Ooh, yeah, depending on who's there, that guy would not have a very good time. Depending on who it is and how much of a slime ball he is, or they are, could be female, could be male, whoever, depending on how much of a slime ball they are, I could very much see Lisa pulling out the gold gun, turning them to gold, and then saying the, like, blowing over the muzzle, like, stay gold, just to call back to the title. There's a little bit more back and forth in which they, you know, have to hunt down all the people and uncover all the evidence and gather the evidence in a way that to put the evidence into the right people's hands, because Iris would do that. And then Iris is probably the one to, well, maybe Iris wouldn't write the article, or maybe she writes it anonymously. Depending. I don't know, but the final article is them, they both, their big trials have to end on the same day because, you know, all the big news. They're both in the courthouse. They walk out around the same time, or one waits for the other. And they look at each other and they have to leave the same way. And so they, like, have this quiet little moment before they walk out going, like, we're still enemies, but we're also good friends, and we're gonna sass at each other. And don't get into too much trouble. Oh, not without you, darling. And Lisa touches up her lipstick, and Iris, like, probably, you know, tosses her hair over her shoulder or, like, tugs at her cuffs or something like that. One last look at each other and they both turn to the courthouse door and march out into a flashing wave of reporters. And big photo finish moment, the end.